Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at faith lived and saints loved, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. As is customary in first century letter writing, Paul includes a prayer of thanksgiving for his readers. There are many things mentioned in this prayer, but today we will only look at Paul's comments about the faith the Ephesians lived and the love they had for all the saints. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Paul spent many hours with the saints at Ephesus. He taught them in various ways and at different times. His closeness with this group is evidenced by his conversation with the elders from this church as he was making his final trip to Jerusalem, as we read about in Acts chapter 20. During the years after this final visit with these elders, Paul continued to keep up with the saints in Ephesus as mutual friends would tell him about what was going on with this church. The only way a person can know about the faith of another person is by seeing their actions. In the reports Paul was receiving, his informants must have been telling him about the lives of these saints. As Paul listened to the reports, surely there was joy in his heart about their continued faithfulness. He was thankful they were continuing to practice God's message, which he had proclaimed to them. Also, the text says Paul mentioned them in his prayers. In my mind, I imagine Paul having possibly mentioned them individually as well as collectively. He would be expressing to God certain wishes and desires he had for these fellow Christians. Not only did Paul mention to God about their faith, but he also mentioned how they had a love for all the saints. This is one of the things Jesus commanded his apostles to do and to teach those who would become disciples. Jesus even prayed that his people would have a love for one another. As we consider these two characteristics of the Christians in Ephesus, there should be some reflection on our own personal lives. We should be asking ourselves, is my faith visible to others? Are other people talking to their friends and associates about my faith? If Paul were to hear about my faith or the actions of my church, would he give thanks to God? What about my love for all the saints? Is it visible? Can people see it in my actions, or is it only words? The word love in this context means that a Christian will be doing what is best for his fellow Christians, regardless of what will happen to him. What a great compliment Paul is expressing to his readers. To be living one's faith and to be loving all the saints is truly external evidence that a person is living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today. Hope you have a great day living God's way.